This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Juke Shab.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I hope you like inert spheres.
Inanimate carbon spheres.
Ooh.
I just read the Challenge from Beyond for the first time.
So I see that in lists of Lovecraft stories. And I always think it is the dumbest name. What is the Challenge from Beyond?
I think it's an awesome name, actually.
Okay.
But it's not good. It's a horrible story. It's a exquisite corpse. It's a authors of the time taking over each other's work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Thing. And it's super not good.
So like it's Lovecraft, Merritt, Robert E. Howard, and C.L. Moore. Oh, and Frank Belknap Long. Good
yeah,
God.
Frank Belknap Long's in there. It is real, like, people tripping over each other and doing bad, you know, undoing each other's work.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. This thing does come from the Lovecraft chapter. The best part about it is when Robert E. Howard, like, comes in,
mm-hmm.
it's all about the main character becomes, like, a Superman.
Cool.
And you know, because it's Robert E. Howard. So it's like, you know, instead of being scared and fainting like a wuss, perhaps I could actually take this power and utilize it to... But, enforce my will like a human paragon.
But is
it the, goes and does it.
Is it the same character who just changes depending on who's writing him?
Yup.
Oh, man.
It's not good.
Do they label who wrote what? Or is it just so apparently obvious that, like, this is the Robert E. Howard part?
The version I read did.
Okay.
But it's like it's been collected in different versions. It's pretty shitty.
That sounds like a fucking mess, man.
It's really incoherent.
Yeah,
like, it made me want to read some Conan stuff, though, because I've only read a little bit of it.
Yeah,
and it was pretty fun. Like, it was like fun and funny.
Yeah.
The so this is the god of in the Challenge from Beyond.
Okay.
A guy finds an artifact. It sucks him into it's basically the shadow out of time. Like, it's an artifact that, because at the time Lovecraft hadn't published The Shadow of Time, and he didn't know if it would be published.
Oh, so he just kind of laundered that concept, yeah.
Yeah. So this is basically a trap for Yithians, except for Yithians, they're these worm creatures of Yakub, and they worship this sphere.
Cool.
The sphere-worshipping worm creatures of Yakub.
Yeah. They worship this sphere that doesn't want anything?
Yep. Wants for nothing?
Yeah.
But it's real good to get in with a spear, though.
Okay.
Because you get to tap into his awesome power.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, it is basically just a weapon that you can appropriate and use. But then if he decides to, he can just mind blast you.
Yeah. But that's if you're the enemy of Jakob.
Yeah.
Jakob. Mm. I would not be the enemy of such.
No. Why would you choose to? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tapping into the power of this awesome sphere reminds me of getting into a bar fight and clocking a dude in the head with an 8-ball. You know, like, if you worship the 8-ball,
yeah,
you can tap into the power of that awesome sphere and just crack open somebody's noggin with it.
How many people whose nickname is 8-ball have been killed or knocked out by an 8-ball?
2.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.